Welcome to College Football Truth Day. I'm Riley Ruby from Chicago Sports Network.
And I'm Lincoln Stevens from American Football Network.
We hope that you will be following us all throughout the season as we pick the winners of the major college football matchups. Make sure you check out our YouTube channels and follow us on our podcast to make sure that you never miss another episode of College Football Truth Day.
Make sure you're following along. We really appreciate all of you guys' support. We'll take a quick ad break and we'll be right back with all the action. Welcome back to College Football Truth Day, everybody. We're already in week seven. Man, this football season has just flown by. We'll be previewing our Big Three games for you guys. So this week's Big Three games, it was really hard to find them because this isn't a great slate, especially compared to last week. But our big three games that we picked for this week is Oklahoma State at Texas, Auburn and Arkansas, and Kentucky at Georgia. So you want to go ahead and get us started with Oklahoma State at Texas, CSN?
Yeah, so Oklahoma State at Texas should be a fun game, but to put a little bit of perspective into it, last weekend really shook the college football world to its core with the loss from Alabama, and you have the Texas just self-imploding in the second half of that Oklahoma game. You have Arkansas barely losing to Ole Miss. That was just that back and forth the entire second half. You have the Notre Dame game, which we both went to. That was just an awesome experience. So there are so many things going on in this college football season that it's almost like 2007, but that's just – I'm kind of setting the scene here for a kind of a blander game just because I don't know if – I think just Oklahoma State's going to be ranked. So I got the Texas Longhorns winning this game here basically. So I think that Casey Thompson – that running attack with B.J. Robinson should be enough to push the Longhorns over the edge for the win, and that Casey Thompson has been a really good quarterback with that. So I think that Texas should be able to encourage their faithful there and bring home a win after a really disappointing loss to their Oklahoma rivals and the Red River rivalry. So what do you think about this game, Lincoln? Who do you got?
Yeah, I think this is going to be a fairly close game. I think it would be higher scoring. But Casey Thompson has looked really good this year. He's played in six games. He's 74 of 110. That's a 67 completion percentage for 1,095 yards. 14 touchdowns, only 3 interceptions. So he's having a pretty solid season. I don't like the move at all to go to Hudson Card earlier in the year. I think that was a bad move by the coaching staff. But nonetheless, Casey Thompson is finally in. They've made the right decision now. And I think Texas just is going to have too much offense. I just like the Longhorns in this matchup. And it's a home game for them. So I think they should have no problem. And like you said, they're going to be looking to bounce back after that rough loss to Oklahoma that they just handed right to the Sooners. So, we both took Texas on that one. Next game up, Auburn at Arkansas. Both teams coming off losses. Arkansas lost a heartbreaker to Ole Miss. They went for two to win the game with no time remaining after they scored the touchdown as time expired. So we'll see how what happens with this game, but I just think Arkansas is too good, and it's a home game. I don't like Auburn at all. I think they were overrated coming into the year. I think they were ranked too high coming into the year, and I think they were ranked too high recently as well. I think they were like 22nd playing Georgia, and they lost to Penn State by 8. Should have lost by more, but the refs kept them, and they needed the refs to save them against Georgia State. I just don't think they're that good of a football team. Bo Nix has not been developed whatsoever. I just think Arkansas is the better team. I think they'll easily get the win here. What do you think?
So there's a lot of contributing factors, and I'm just going to basically kind of agree with you here. There's just so many different things that I think could happen in this game that motivate Arkansas. You have last year with Bo Nix, that game was absolutely stolen from Arkansas. So with that, you have to be able to come in with momentum, and that's just not something I see that Auburn has. So I think with that game last year that they had, that gives them a lot of motivation. And then this year, you have a lot of motivation with your Arkansas as you're kind of riding still high, even though you lost to Ole Miss and Georgia. I still think this Arkansas team is still riding pretty high. So I got the Arkansas Razorbacks in a win. This is a home game. You have the momentum factor, and I just think Sam Pittman's a really good coach at this point. So I got the Razorbacks winning this one. But the other thing that I want to talk to you about before we get into the big matchup of the weekend, a probable top 15 matchup. The AP poll has not come out, or the coaches has, and Kentucky is ranked 12th, but the AP regular one has not come out. It is about 1:40 on Sunday afternoon. So a couple of things that I want to talk to you about before we head into this game. I know it's a little bit off track, but I have a couple of questions for you. We're gonna answer them one at a time, Lincoln. What do you think about Caleb Williams coming in? And then we're gonna get on to a couple other freshmen and other players coming in on major moments. What do you think about Caleb Williams coming in to save the day for Oklahoma?
Man, he looked really good in that game. I honestly wouldn't be surprised if we don't see Rattler for the rest of the year, at least starting wise. I think Caleb Williams definitely gets to start this week at home against TCU. Not to mention the fans wanted him, so I think they'll get him. I'm a big fan of Caleb Williams. He showed great poise, and he led this team back. They were down by two or three scores whenever he came into the game full time. I know he had the big rushing touchdown that brought him back within two scores, but I think they were down three whenever he came into the game full on. And he looks like he had been there his entire. He looked like he didn't miss a beat at all. He outplayed Rattler by a ton, and he just drove him right down the field every single drive and put him in the end zone. I was very impressed by Caleb Williams. I think this dude is going to be an absolute stud for the Sooners. I think he's going to live up to the hype that he was in, where he was. I believe he was the second rated quarterback in his class. But against Texas last week, he was 16 of 25, 212 yards, two touchdowns. He also had four carries for 88 yards and a touchdown. Dude was just he. They couldn't stop him. So I like how and he's very elusive too. He can get out and run, like you saw. He had the big touchdown run. It was 60 something yards, I think. So I think this Oklahoma offense is going to look a lot better with him in the driver's seat.
So my other question to you, Lincoln, is and this is a quick one. We went to the Notre Dame Virginia Tech game. That was a really interesting game for a lot of reasons, but one of the biggest reasons being Notre Dame putting in Tyler Buchner as like the full-time guy, and giving him the whole offense to work with pretty much. What do you think about Tyler Buchner coming in? What were your thoughts on his play? And what do you think going forward? You have 2 weeks of off. You have 2 weeks off. And then you play USC at home. What do you think is going to happen with this Notre Dame starting quarterback room, with Jack Cohn, Drew Pine, and Tyler Buckner?
Buckner played pretty well for the most part. The offense looked a lot better under him. He got out and broke off some big runs. He did make a couple mistakes, where he threw the pick six, and there was another pick he threw, and there was one that should have been a pick, hit the dude right in the chest, and he just dropped it. But for the most part, he played really solid in a hostile environment. That crowd was just they were just unreal. As loud as they were getting, they were super hyped up and came ready for that game. But yeah, so I think Buckner's pretty good. I think he played really well for the most part, and I really think that I don't necessarily know if he's going to start come the USC game, but Jack Cohn definitely isn't starting. Drew Pine and Buckner are going to battle it out for the number one spot, and I expect Tyler Buckner to get the win, to win that job out. So I expect him to start against USC, but I wouldn't be surprised if Drew Pine comes. I just know Cohn's definitely done in the starting role. At least he should be. I don't, if Kelly puts Cohn in, he's just an idiot.
Yeah, so sorry to get off topic, guys, but I just want to see a couple of thoughts and questions and kind of go through that because I think Tyler Buckner, A, there was one pick that went right to the cornerback's arms that was on him that the cornerback dropped. So that definitely counts as a pick.
He just
The pick
completely
six,
missed the guy.
yeah. The pick six one is not on him. I don't know what Deon Colsey was doing. He's another freshman, and just I think hasn't developed. So it wasn't a terrible job by Buckner. Like the pick six wasn't his fault, and then he did overthrow Logan Diggs on his route. But Logan Diggs also, based on what Notre Dame usually does, he's supposed to go about a yard or two more, which is where the ball was. So I'm gonna give Buckner some critiques, but he definitely looked good, and the running game looked fantastic with him in. It's almost like when you have another threat at quarterback, it's a lot easier to run the ball. And plus, Tyler Buckner was fearless out there completely. So I was really impressed and really surprised to see him get the full keys to the offense, which is just something I just didn't expect coming into the game. But it was an awesome game, fun environment. But let's go into the matchup that we've basically all been waiting for after Kentucky upset Florida a couple weeks ago. Kentucky at Georgia. Who do you got, Lincoln? And what do you think about this game?
I'm taking Georgia, but I think this game is going to determine the SEC East. This is going to be a very, I think this is going to be the closest game Georgia's played other than that Clemson game. And I think it'll be the closest game they play for the rest of the year other than the Clemson game until maybe the SEC Championship if Bama plays them close. But I think Kentucky's legitimate. I think they have a solid offense and outstanding defense. Remember that Florida game, they stopped Florida inside the 10-yard line on 8 downs. They had the pass interference on 4th and goal that was complete garbage. The ball was not nowhere even near catchable. And the Kentucky corner didn't even shove the Florida receiver down. They just got their legs tangled. It was no infraction by the Kentucky corner. And they called it, and West Kentucky dude, they stop them again. So I think this Kentucky defense is real, but at the same time, this Georgia defense is the best in the country, and Kentucky's going to have a hard time scoring. I think it is going to be key for Georgia to have JT Daniels in this game, but I think they could still win with Stetson Bennett. I would be a little bit concerned if Daniels isn't in for this game.
Yeah, so I pretty much agree with what you're saying there, Lincoln. The problem that I have for Kentucky is, are they going to be able to be physical enough, be able to do whatever type of offense they want to run in that game and be able to execute? That's just something that I don't know. I'm kind of think that they can do, but also kind of not. It's going to be a tough environment. Athens is a really tough place to play. It's probably going to be where College Game Day is. Since I don't know where else they would go, maybe Arkansas Auburn, but I don't
They
know.
might go to Oklahoma State, Texas, just because that's going to be an ESPN game and Kentucky, Georgia's not.
That is true.
That might
Well,
be the only
Auburn.
that.
So yeah, I don't know. But here's the thing, Kentucky, I don't think they're physical enough to beat Georgia. Maybe I'm wrong, and I will definitely be cheering for Kentucky, but I think that Georgia is going to take the win here, and basically run all the way to the SEC championship game with basically no opposition. And one final thing that I do want to talk about is the crazy scenario that has a decent chance of happening. at least somewhat. If Arkansas beats Alabama and Ole Miss loses to Texas A&M, you would have four teams tied for the SEC West. Four
And they would
with
all
two
be, they would
losses.
all be split. They would all be split
Correct.
with wins and
Arkansas would
losses.
have beaten
Nobody would.
A&M and Alabama. A&M would have been able to beat Ole Miss and
Ole Miss
Alabama,
and Bama.
and Ole Miss beat Arkansas and, or well, they would have lost two games. I don't know how that would have worked. But either way, I just wanted to bring that to your attention because if it really the main one is if Arkansas beats whatchamacallit,
Alabama.
Alabama, yeah. Does Ole Miss have two losses in the SEC or one?
They only have one, the Bama.
Okay, so they have one. If Ole Miss would just need to lose one other conference game in order to go to the championship game, and Arkansas or Alabama losing. So there's just a crazy scenario that could happen. I highly doubt it, but we'll see. So that pretty much wraps it up for this segment of the Big Three games. We kind of dragged it out because we don't really have much to talk about with the other games. So we kind of went into a little bit of other segments. Sorry if you're mad about that, but that's about it. So, Lincoln, unless you have anything else.
Nope, but stay right with us. We'll be right back after a quick break and we'll go through the rest of our pick'em games. Welcome back, everybody. We've already previewed our big three games and now we're moving in to our pick'em contest. So just a little bit of a recap of last week. We disagreed on three games total: Virginia at Louisville, Oklahoma versus Texas, and Ole Miss or Arkansas at Ole Miss. I took Ole Miss. Reichley took Arkansas. I won that one. Oklahoma versus Texas. I took Oklahoma. Reichley took Texas. I also won that one. And Virginia at Louisville. I took Virginia. Reichley took Louisville. I won that one. But all of these combined, my teams won by a combined 9 points. So that was Louisville missed a game-winning field goal, ended up losing by 1 point to Virginia. Ole Miss beat Arkansas by 1 point after they get the stop on the two-point conversion. At the very end of the game, and Oklahoma came back on Texas. So, a rough week, very unlucky week for you. But overall, I went 15-5. You go 12-8. So not bad weeks at all. But it doesn't help at all that you're down four games. But that's still not a big margin because I believe it was in week two I got down by three games, and then yeah, week two, and then by week three I was we were or by week four we were already tied back up together.
Well, basically, what's happened is I've gotten up three games twice, and then the very next week you get the lead. Where we
So
tie back up, so.
now I got a one game lead last week. I went 15-5 last week, or in week six or week five. I got a one game lead, and then I extended it out in week six. So I'm 30-10 over the last 2 weeks. So that's pretty good. 75% pick percentage. You're not doing too bad. Let's see, you went 12-8 last week and 11-9 the week before. So that's a pretty good win percentage as well. So let's go ahead and go ahead.
I was just saying, yeah, it's been fun. You have a 62% winning percentage, I have 58, so we're both doing decent, but we're getting better as we're going, so.
Oh yeah, for sure. We've definitely gotten a lot better as we've gone on. But yeah, so our first game up, Friday night game, 7 o'clock in the Dome, Clemson at Syracuse. Who are you taking?
I got upset alert here for Clemson, but I am going to take Clemson here. This is just like the perfect recipe for upset for Clemson with it being a Friday night game at Syracuse, with probably ESPN being there showing the game. It's going to be a fun matchup, to a degree. I just, Clemson's offense may be pathetic, but Syracuse offense and team is just so much worse that I could still see an upset here just because I Clemson hasn't played good against any team except South Carolina State. And defensively, you have injuries mounting up. So I don't know. We'll see what happens there. But I think that I got Clemson winning, but by no means is this like a safe bet that Clemson wins.
Yeah, Clemson already with seven guys that are out with season-ending injuries, and I believe four of them are starters. So they're banged up on defense for sure, especially with the loss to Brazee and Zanders both going out for the year. Zanders went out in Georgia game for the year, but Brazee lost him in NC State game. Not a very good loss at all.
And then you had the loss of Tyler Davis, which really hurts your run game. It generally with
I
both
think Tyler
Tyler Davis.
Davis, I think Tyler Davis is going to be back this week though, but yeah. So I think I'm taking Clemson in this game. I think with the bye week, you get some guys back healthy. Even the guys that were healthy, you get them rested up some more now. So I think Clemson's going to get the win here, and I just don't think Syracuse is good enough. I really, as bad as, like you said, as bad as Clemson's offense is, Syracuse's entire team is just that much more worse. I mean, they lost to freaking Florida State. Like, how bad can you be?
I have an article pulled up here saying, I know this was on September the 20th, but it said that he's supposed to be out for 2 full months at least.
I saw
So
where
I
he's been
don't.
practicing, and he could be coming back.
Maybe, but that'd be a really quick recovery for his injury. So with it being a torn bicep.
Yeah. But moving on to the next game. By the way, we only disagree on one game, so we're gonna hopefully just fly right through these games, not bore you guys to death. But next game, Cal at Oregon, who you got?
I got Oregon just because I think Cal is maybe the worst team in the Pac-12, maybe. Or,
Nah,
well, or
Arizona is though.
Arizona exists. I'm sorry. Yeah, Arizona. They may be the second worst team in the Pac-12, but other than that, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm taking Oregon. Oregon just has too much talent for Cal. So I just don't think it's even going to be close. Next game. This one's going to be a fun one. A lot of points put up in this one, I would imagine. UCF at Cincinnati.
So I got Cincinnati winning this one, but I think that it will be a fun matchup. And if it was at UCF, I could see it being a little more competitive, but with it being at Cincinnati, I think Cincinnati gonna win by a couple touchdowns here. I would pick it to be like a 17-point game in Cincinnati's favor.
I agree because that Cincinnati secondary is legit. They have a really good secondary, so yeah, I expect them to do pretty well in that game. I don't expect them to have any trouble with UCF. Next game, Michigan State at Indy or versus Indiana. Who you got?
I got the Wolverines. They've kind of been my darling pick these last couple of weeks just because I've been picking them and they've been
You
winning.
mean the
So,
Spartans? You mean the
huh?
Spartans? You mean the
Yeah.
Spartans? You said you
Yeah.
got the Wolverines.
Oh, ha ha. But yeah, I got Sparty winning this one. They've been treating me well, so I'm going to continue to pick them. And I just, Indiana, just, they're bad. They're bad. Michael
Well, I'm
Penix
taking
is
Mich.
not that, huh?
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying Michael Penix is not that good, and just Indiana just doesn't have anything. Defensively, they could challenge the air attack of Michigan State, but I think that Michigan State will pull it out, and I think Kenneth Walker will continue to impress as a running back and a potential Heisman Trophy contender.
Yeah, I agree. I think Kenneth Walker will have a big day on the ground. I think Michigan State rolls over Indiana. Penix just has not looked like he did last year, since suffering that ACL tear. Next game, Florida versus LSU, a big SEC matchup. Who you got?
So this one, it's the two teams that suck, I guess, that were predicted to be good.
And I think Florida, with the revenge of last year, I think is going to be on their mind. So I think that they're going to pull this one out. But by no means do I think it's going to be an easy victory. But with the injury to Derek Stingley, I just don't see this being a very competitive game, in the sense that I think Florida will control the whole game, but I think it'll be close-ish, like 10 points.
I agree. Yeah, I'm taking Florida. I think Florida should have no problems as long as there's no shoe throwing or anything. I think Florida should be able to get out of there
Yeah,
with a
please,
win.
everybody keep their shoes on during this game.
Yes. As long as they don't throw shoes 40 yards down the field, I think Florida should have no problem. And
That was
this
one of the
next game.
funniest calls that I've heard had an official say, unsportsmanlike for throwing a shoe. Oh, man,
Oh
that
yeah,
was a funny call.
that was hilarious. Personal foul, throwing a shoe 20 yards. But yeah, so I think Florida will win. Next game, A&M at Missouri. Who you got?
Well, Aggies coming off a massive win, probably going to be ranked in the top 25, and Missouri sucks, so I got the Aggies. Missouri's just bad. Missouri's just really bad. Like, they lost to Tennessee 62 to 40, 24. They barely beat North Texas 48 to 35. Like, just this isn't a very good team. I got Texas A&M winning this game, even though I could see them struggling for a quarter or two.
Yeah, I think Missouri's gonna get the win. I just think A&M came off such an emotional game last week, or I guess yesterday, because we were doing this recording this on Sunday. But just yesterday, coming off such an emotional win against Bama, I just think that Missouri is. I just think Texas A&M's gonna be riding too high, too confident coming into this game. And I think Missouri's going to sneak away with a win, especially with this being a home game. Next game, Rutgers at Northwestern.
So I got Rutgers winning this game here, mostly just because I just like Rutgers better. In Northwestern, just they don't look good this season. Like, both teams are really bad, and Rutgers has really struggled the past couple of weeks, so I don't know who to pick, but I'm gonna go with Rutgers just based on like my feelings of the team. But I don't know. I could see either team winning this game. It's at Northwestern, so I'm about to look up who Northwestern played yesterday because I didn't. Oh, good Lord. Did you see the game that they played prior to this week? They had a bye week this week. Did you see that
No.
score? They
No.
lost 56-7 to Nebraska.
Man. Man.
56-7 against Nebraska. Yeah, I'm picking Rutgers
Good
with
God.
about a 20-point line, I would say. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking Rutgers, but I still don't feel very confident about either team winning this game. Both teams have just looked pretty bad here recently. So I don't know. I just both teams aren't looking good. Rutgers got killed by Ohio State. And as you said, Northwestern got killed by Nebraska. So yeah, we both took Rutgers there. Next game, Ball State at Eastern Michigan.
I got Ball State winning this game. I just don't think Eastern Michigan is that good. And to be honest, I just put this game in here because I couldn't find any other matchups to put in here. So I know this is kind of a weird thing. It's like, oh, a MAC showdown of teams that are okay. But I just couldn't find anybody else to put in this slot. So I got Ball State winning this game. But to be honest, I don't know great tons of information about either team. So yeah.
Yeah, I love the MACtion included in this pick'em. To be honest, I know very little about either team. I do know Ball State is a pretty solid team, and I know Eastern Michigan lost to Wisconsin, which I mean it's freaking Wisconsin. So, not counting that against them. I just think Ball State will win. I just think Ball State won the MAC last year. Was projected to finish pretty high this year, so I'm taking Ball State. Next game.
Okay,
Oh, man.
so
This will be a terrible game. Do not torture yourselves watching this game, guys. Miami at
Yeah.
North Carolina, the two most overrated teams in the country coming into the year. Who you got?
I got Mac Brown and, or actually, I got a fired Manny Diaz. Does that count?
Yeah.
But I got the Tar Heels winning this game. I don't know. You could see Manny Diaz fired going to the locker room for all I know. Miami just they look bad. Again, I have to look up all these scores because me and Lincoln were busy watching the Notre Dame game. They had a bye week. They had two bye weeks. Okay, did Miami play at the beginning of the season? Because their last game was September 30th. Or no, that's
Yeah, it
just
was
one
the
bye week.
beginning. Yeah, that's just one.
Yeah,
Yeah, because they
okay.
played because they played on a Thursday. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's why they played on a Thursday.
I got North Carolina winning this one, but maybe Miami with the bye week does well. I don't know.
I'm
North
picking
Carolina lost to Florida
Florida
State, so like
State.
anything's
Yeah.
possible. Like Florida State is absolute garbage. Like I know Notre Dame played them close, but Florida State's garbage. They're garbage. And North Carolina lost to them, so like I guess they're garbage too then.
The only thing I have to go by, and the only reason I'm taking North Carolina, is because North Carolina beat Virginia and Virginia beat Miami. So I'm taking North Carolina.
Well,
Next week.
has Miami played Florida State yet? Because they lost to Florida State.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. But the next
I'm
game
looking
is
it up.
Pitt.
No, they have not played
Okay.
yet. They play November
Yeah,
13th.
I didn't think they played yet. But the next game, Pitt at Virginia Tech, can the Hokies get a bounce back win after losing a heartbreaker to Notre Dame? What do you think?
I'm going to take Pitt here. Pitt's offense just looks really, really good. So I'm going to pick Pitt here to win a game. And they're coming off a bye. Good Lord, did half the ACC go on a bye week this week?
Yeah, a lot of ACC teams had a bye week this week.
Yeah, so I'm going to pick Pitt to win this game. I just think an emotional game against Notre Dame is going to wear on Virginia Tech. So I got the Hokies losing this one. I think Pitt's going to ride their way pretty much to a ACC championship bid. But this basically will probably decide the Coastal Division because both teams are 1-0 in conference play.
Yeah, I agree. I'm taking Pitt. I just they've scored like 40. I think the least amount of points they've scored in a game is 41 in that game that they somehow lost to Western Michigan at home 44-41. But Pitt's offense is just incredible. I'm taking Pitt. And we saw last night Braxton Burmeister got injured for Virginia Tech. He did come back, but he still looked a little banged up. And the backup quarterback, I believe, tore his ACL.
Okay,
The
one
next
second
game.
here. We have a little bit of breaking news as it is 2:08 as we're recording this. So I'm pulling up the CFP top 25 AP rankings. At number one, we have Georgia. Number two, Iowa. Number three, Cincinnati. Number four, Oklahoma. Number five, Alabama. Number six, Ohio State. Number seven, Penn State. Number eight, Michigan. Number nine, Oregon. Number 10, Michigan State. Number 11, Kentucky, which seems weird because usually they try to get those teams in the top 10 matchup. Say it's a top 10 matchup. Oklahoma State at 12, Ole Miss at 13, Coastal Carolina at 15, Wake Forest at 16. That is okay. I'm going to lose my mind. How does Wake Forest go up three ranks and they almost lose to Syracuse? How? Just
Yeah,
how?
I'm not sure.
That's absolutely stupid. That's just absolutely stupid. And Michigan goes up a rank, and Notre Dame doesn't. And
Where's
I
Notre
would
Dame at?
say 14.
They stayed? Okay.
I don't know. Whatever. I think that Notre Dame would beat Ole Miss, Kentucky, Oklahoma State, Michigan State. probably Oregon. I just don't know how good Oregon is. Michigan, whatever. I'm having a little mini meltdown here just because that's just stupid. That's just stupid. Arkansas should be ranked ahead of Wake Forest. The Aggies should be ranked ahead of Florida. This is just stupid. Whatever. So yeah, I'm gonna be done with my little mini meltdown here. We'll continue on. What game were we on? To be honest, I kind of forgot. So,
BYU at Baylor is our next game. Who you got?
oh, this is such a fun matchup. BYU, they haven't really beaten anybody significant this year because Utah kind of, or no, I'm sorry, they beat Arizona State. Oh, I forgot that game.
Yeah, they beat the ASU.
I'm gonna pick Baylor. Baylor looked really good when I watched them this weekend. That was one of the few games that we did get to watch. Baylor looked good. I know it's West Virginia, but they beat them pretty well with West Virginia having a good defense. So 45 points scored. I got the Baylor Bears. Maybe there's a chance that this Baylor team could go. There's a chance maybe they join the Big 12 championship game if they beat like an Oklahoma.
Yeah, maybe so. But Baylor's definitely looking very good. They looked good against West Virginia. They beat Iowa State. I'm taking Baylor. I just think they're playing very good. They have a lot of confidence. BYU coming off the tough loss to Boise. So I've taken the Bears here, or well, the Baylor Bears here. So next game, Rice at UTSA. Who you got?
So I'm looking up the full AP top 25 because I want to see how many votes UTSA got. UTSA only got 22 votes. To put that in perspective, Texas, number 25 in the country, has 108. Clemson has 63. I have no idea how Clemson has more votes than Baylor. That does not make any sense to me.
Than Baylor or
Whatever.
UTSA?
Then both. Clemson has 63, Baylor has 62, UTSA has 22. I don't know. Pittsburgh only has one. So I don't know. There's a lot of weird things going on with this top 25. Like I'll give them a little bit of slack foot being a really crazy year, but UTSA, I'll give you credit, Lincoln. You've
UTSA is 6-0.
been a
Oh
big
yeah, I've been
UTSA
all
fan.
UTSA.
Oh yeah, you have. So I got the Roadrunners here. Let's see how far this Roadrunners team can go. And there's a chance with Cincinnati probably making the playoff at this point, as long as they stay undefeated. Maybe UTSA is that team that makes the New Year's Six Bowl and not Cincinnati. Or not, I mean
I
like
could.
UTSA. UTSA is the group of five team.
Yeah, I agree. We've had them in the pick'em twice. I'm 2-0 with them. You're 1-1 against whenever we've picked had them in there. So I picked them over Illinois and picked them over Western Kentucky last week. I'm gonna pick them over Rice here. The Roadrunners, the offense just looks really good with Frank Harris.
That
He's a
running back
former
they have is,
Sincere. Yeah,
yeah,
Sincere
that.
McCormick. He's a dog. He's just running over everybody. So yeah, I expect the offense to have a big game, and I expect the Roadrunners to get the win easily and improve to 7-0. Next game, Alabama at Mississippi State. Who you got?
So to put this into a little bit of perspective, I guess it. Alabama just lost to a team who beat lost to this team. So Mississippi State beat Texas A&M the prior week, and Alabama obviously lost in a major upset to Texas A&M. So maybe this game is competitive, unlike what we thought previously. But I think Alabama, Nick Saban just does not lose 2 weeks in a row. So I got the tide rolling through Mississippi State, but we'll see. You never know, especially with Mike Leach.
Yeah, I think the Tide's gonna come out with their heads on fire. I think they're just gonna just maul right through Mississippi State. I think they blow them out in this game, as Saban is now on the outside looking in for the first time since 2019, and really that's really been the only time for the most part in the playoff era that he's been on the outside looking in. But next game, a big game in the ACC Atlantic is, as a Clemson fan, I needed Boston College to win, but I just don't think they will. NC State at Boston College. I'm taking NC State. They just look a lot better than Boston College, and with BC missing Dracovic, I'm just not sure they have enough to get the win.
Yeah, I agree. I just think that BC's quarterback situation is just not very good. And to be honest, Clemson letting them hang around was bad in itself. So I got NC State winning this game. This one I think is, yeah, it's at Boston College, but I have NC State winning this one. I had them as a little bit of a dark horse candidate in my prior top 25 coming into the season, and I had them projected to beat Clemson. I did not pick them to beat Clemson, which I really should have, but I did at the beginning of the year project them to beat Clemson. So we'll see. Heading into our next game, we got our – wait. Yeah, you said your pick, right, Lincoln?
Yeah, I'm taking
– Okay, yeah, I'm just making sure because I've done that once or twice where I've skipped you. But Ole Miss at Tennessee, this should be a super fun environment to be at. Neyland Stadium, one of the stadiums I kind of want to go to as kind of like a bucket list item. So it's going to be a fun environment. But I got the Rebels picking up a win here, but it could be an extremely offensive affair as Tennessee's offense looks really good with Hendon Hooker in.
Oh, yeah, it does. I think this is going to be a high-scoring game. Honestly, I could see Ole Miss scoring like 60, 70 points and Tennessee scoring 50, maybe close to 60 points. I think this will be an extremely high-scoring game, but I just think Ole Miss has the better offense. I think they'll pull out the win here. Next game, TCU at Oklahoma. Who you got?
I got the Sooners to win this one. I'm just not going to bet against the Sooners anymore because they may have looked really close in a lot of games, but they somehow find ways to win them. So I'll give them credit for that. I enjoy teams that find ways to win. Notre Dame's done the same thing this season with Virginia Tech, Toledo, and Florida State. So as long as you find a way to win, that's all that really matters in the end. But I got Oklahoma winning one, but probably in another close game.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be as close as the prior games. I think it'll be like a 10-point win for Oklahoma. But I do think Oklahoma pulls it out. Interesting to see if Caleb Williams is going to be the starter or if Rattler will go back out there and continue to start the game. Regardless, I think Caleb Williams is going to get a lot of playing time, whether even if he doesn't start. So, yeah, we both took Oklahoma. Next game, UCLA at Washington. I'm taking the Bruins. Washington, they lost to Montana, lost to Michigan. They just haven't looked good at all like they were supposed to coming into the season. So I'm taking the Bruins to beat them.
I just cannot understand why Washington has not switched quarterbacks. I don't understand that at all in any perspective. Just can somebody please explain that to me, why they don't put in their quarterback that I can't remember his name. What's his name? Sam Heard, is that it?
Gosh, what is his name?
I think it's Sam Heard because the starting quarterback is Dylan Moses or Morris. So I don't know.
Sam Heard and Dylan Morris is their starter. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
So I don't understand why they don't put in Sam Heard. He just, unless if he's not ready at all, but like I find that hard to believe since he's like a 5-star highly rated quarterback that he's completely unprepared. But I got UCLA winning this game too. The Bruins have really fallen off after the loss. Yeah.
Even if he is completely unprepared, can he really get any worse than what they have right now in Dylan Morris? And Heward's going to be their guy going forward. So even if he struggles and you end up losing all but like one or two of your games left, at least you're getting this guy valuable playing time and getting him opportunities to see the field to where next year it's kind of like DJ. People are calling to take him out. You don't take him out. You give him these reps and you let him, because next year this the you being patient and letting him get reps is going to pay off. You can't expect a guy to improve.
You guys may have a new quarterback.
You can't expect a guy to get better without them playing any snaps in the game. So I think Washington needs to put Heward in.
Yeah, well, we'll see. It's going to be interesting, and it will be a big issue coming into probably the offseason for the Washington Huskies and what their coaching staff wants to do. Is you have a new coaching staff and regime there. But to round up our big three – go ahead.
I was saying, yeah, they should have a big QB battle in the offseason, if not already.
Yeah, so to wrap up our three big games of the weekend, we already went through the major 17 games or the other 17 pick'em games. But our big three games, Oklahoma State at Texas, we both have Texas. Auburn at Arkansas, we both have Arkansas. Kentucky at Georgia, we both have Georgia. Let me look. Is this the first week that we all – yeah, I think this is the first week that we agree on all three big games. No, in week three, we agreed on all three big games.
Week one, we also agreed. We both took Wisconsin, both took Alabama, and both took Clemson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So week one and three. So it's the first time in a while that we've. But, yeah, so that pretty much wraps it up for today's podcast. Make sure that you go ahead and subscribe to both our YouTube channels, Chicago Sports Network and American Football Network. Just type it in on any search bar, and it's pretty easy to find. Make sure you follow us on any podcast website, Spotify, whatever it is, wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure that you're following us or subscribe to whatever. I know it's different. Like Google Podcasts says subscribe. Spotify says follow. And then make sure you go check out I will be putting out a little bit of a vlog from the Virginia Tech Notre Dame game. It's probably going to be out probably Thursday or Friday based on I have a bunch of schoolwork to do because I'm still in high school. But that other than that, that vlog should be out. And then I did already put out the Enter Sandman moment. That was just awesome. Did not disappoint. Are there any closing thoughts from you, Lincoln, before we head out today?
Yeah, so I also have some videos and stuff I'm going to put out from that Virginia Tech stuff. So I will have some stuff coming out as well. I should have that out Wednesday or Thursday, just depending on when I get a chance to get it all, because like you said, got schoolwork and stuff. But yeah, so we appreciate all you guys listening. I know this was probably a 40, 50-minute long podcast, just kind of looking at
the time. This is probably getting into the hour because this segment's 30 and the other segment was at least 20. So we're probably getting into the hour range again. But yeah, so that pretty much wraps it up. We will see you guys later. That's all for Chicago Sports Network and American Football Network as we sign off. Thank you guys and listen next week. Bye.